I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. A new week in business brings a new batch of economic statistics, earnings reports, and, of course, corporate scandal stories. Joining us for a preview is Tess Viglin from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles. Tess, let's get the scandal stuff out of the way first. A big week last week that with the indictment and arrest of Enron chair Kenneth Lay and guilty verdicts in the Adelphia trial. What's up for this week?
Well, Madeline, while Ken Lay is waiting for his trial, Lee Fasto actually headed for jail this morning. She, of course, is the wife of Enron's former chief financial officer, Andrew Fasto, pleaded guilty earlier this year to a misdemeanor tax charge, signing a fraudulent tax return to help her husband. She's actually an heiress to a real estate and grocery fortune, but for the next year, she's going to be living in an 8x10 cell doing laundry and cooking meals for her fellow inmates. Her lawyers had asked that she be placed in a minimum security camp for female offenders, but instead, she's going to be serving her time at a federal prison. And Martha Stewart may find out this week if she'll be joining Lee Fasto, perhaps not at the same prison, but in the same prison system. Her sentencing is scheduled for this Friday, and she could get up to 16 months.
And we're also in the middle of corporate earnings season. How are things going so far, and what are some of the big names scheduled for this week?
It actually hasn't been a very good season so far. We've had a lot of tech companies warning that earnings would be lower than expected, and in fact, they've been lower than expected, and that's actually helped drive the stock market down. Right now, everybody's waiting to hear from Intel this week. They'll report Q2 numbers tomorrow. Apple, IBM also report this week. Aside from the tech industry, some of the other bellwethers releasing earnings include Johnson & Johnson and Pepsi in the financial services sector, Merrill Lynch, Citigroup, and Bank of America. And we'll see if any of them can pick up what's so far been a pretty lackluster earnings season.
And what should investors look for in terms of economic statistics this week?
We'll have two major indicators of how things are going on the inflation front, both the producer price index, which is inflation at the wholesale level, and the consumer price index, which is inflation that you and I see at the checkout counter. Both those numbers due this week, and those are the ones everyone's really watching for because inflation, of course, is the biggest worry that the Federal Reserve really pays attention to. And these figures could help determine the amount of the next interest rate hike. Midweek, we'll get retail sales figures. That should give an indication of how consumers are feeling about their ability to spend. Predictions are that sales fell last month. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at the re-entry into the U.S. of the De Beers Diamond Company after a settlement over price fixing.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Tess.
My pleasure, Madeline.